Yo, welcome back to the Amateur Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, EM, with my co-host, Eva. What it do, baby?
Hey, Ian, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. I'm all right. And thanks for everybody tuning in to this episode. Hit that like and subscribe. And if you're listening to us on Spotify, hit that follow button, baby. What's up, Ever? Oh, my gosh. I know if, you know, look what can you see what I'm wearing?
Oh, yeah. CM Punk shirt. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. CM Punk. We were both there live. It was a fantastic show. No, it wasn't. It was a decent show. Let's not overhelp. let's be completely honest. It was a decent show. When we watched it live, it was a great time. I had a great time. Every match. I got nothing bad to say about the matches. But that night was about two people. Three. It was Randy Orton, CM Punk, and the returning of R-Truth. Oh, man. Fantastic. War Games, men and women's. Fantastic. The three other main cards that I can't remember. There was three, right? Yes, they were three. Were decent matches.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and talk about War Games. Women's. You know what? What was your least favorite match ever? Of War
Least
Games.
Favorite?
Yeah.
Survivor
Series
Rhea
War
and
Game.
Zoe.
Least favorite match? What will you rate that match?
I gave it a 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
It feels like they just go through the motions with Rhea now. They just like they put her through that match and then it's kind of like, okay, she's gonna win. I'm like, come on,
Right.
she's not. And you're like, okay, and then they do some spots and that's it, you know. Then Rhea wins, you know, every time. It's kind of like that, like boring. It's been a boring ring. I think my brother said too. It's kind of boring.
It's been boring.
Yeah.
There's no need for her to have the title.
No, just because of Judgment Day having the belts, now she has to have a belt on her. That's the only reason.
Right.
Like, give somebody else a shot at it, you know. Like they might, you know, like some other woman might need it more than her. Like she's done everything besides that title. I know, well, obviously the other title, but still, like, you know, I think that's why I think I like Io Sky's reign more than Rhea's. Like, it's more exciting for her. And Rhea, she just goes through the motions and she interferes in the Judgment Day matches, and that's it. You know, that's her whole thing. You know, she's dominant as hell, and then she just goes and interferes in every match. You know?
Right. No, I agree with you on that. Rhea Ripley, it's just one of those things. It's like, hey, at least we get to see her wrestle, but it's like they're not really. Like you said, Rhea, she's just going with the motion. Whereas, like, she just shows up in matches where it's like, I'm only here because you won the number one contender match, you
Yeah.
know, or they're booking us. There's no feud. There's nothing going on with Rhea Ripley on that part. It's just her storyline is with Cody Rhodes, Sami Zayn, Jey Uso, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, but her title defenses are with females, wrestlers who aren't even in that feud,
Yeah, it's
you
like
know?
consolation prize kind of thing, you know?
Right.
It's kind of she holds it. Like you say, like somebody wins a battle royal, and then okay, I'm facing Rhea at the next pay-per-view, and then that's like what happened, why nothing before, nothing after, it just kind of ends, and then all of a sudden it's somebody else, you know. Then
Right.
it's gonna be like, you know, it's gonna be like Piper Niven or Chelsea Green. They had a match already, you know. It's like a like when Natalya, remember how like those matches were like a minute, like come
Right.
on, you know. It's just like she
Night of Champions.
She just defends it and goes home, you know. Defends it, waits in the back, and then Judgment Day comes out. She does more work in those matches with in like the Judgment Day than her own matches. Like, it's
Yeah.
kind of, I mean, I love her character and everything. It just got stale with her reign.
I think the main issue is like with Zoe Stark, I don't understand where they're towards Survivor Series. Why not have Zoe Stark teaming up with Seth Rollins, Sami Zayn to have a mixed tag team match with her and
Yeah,
another
something, you know,
member?
like
Why?
anything. They
Yeah,
just they're just like
they could have built her up.
they just be like, I'll see you at the pay-per-view. That's it.
Yeah,
Like they don't
right.
even like talk smack to each other. They just like just
Back
show up, you
then,
know.
that would have
Oh
been the
yeah.
case back then,
Well,
but
back then,
now
like
it,
you have
yeah.
to like have a couple weeks of a feud or a couple months, and then But I think the title's more, I think that's what the title's for, just to like, I mean, hopefully the title gets more, because they don't recognize the old reigns of anybody. It's a new belt. You know, it's, I wish they kind
No,
of did,
the
no?
woman. No, not for the woman's
Not the,
title.
for the women, just for the
Yeah,
men's, they it's start on
it's just
over.
Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is the first reign.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, okay, so like we both agree that title reign is boring. Who you think should be the woman that takes it off her, and who runs with it? Like, who actually needs it right now and actually could help a lot with their career? Doesn't have to be main roster, it could be NXT too, like.
See, you put me in a tough spot. Now, if you're going base, if you want me to answer it in a way how you ask me, that's tough because it's, let's go back with Zoe. I'm not saying Zoe deserves it. Not yet. But if they would have booked her into that time in the picture storyline with Seth Rollins and the guys in War Games, yes. Because she would have been in that main event spot, then yes, that moment would have been perfect. Because it's like you want us to get this her attention. You're trying to build her, but not really forcing her down our throats. But you're just like, you're gonna be put here. You know, they did that with Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
Why can't they do it with Zoe Stark? And that was a perfect opportunity for her. So something like that. But the only person I see that I'm doing that is Becky. Because you have Seth Rollins. So Seth Rollins, Becky teaming up, and storyline wise, then yes, I would like Becky. I feel like Becky would be the right person to take the belt off Charlotte, off
Off
Rhea
Rhea.
Ripley. Rhea Ripley is another person. Sorry. Oh, Jesus. I'm all mixed up. Charlotte Flair is another person I could see her take the belt off just because she, like, the whole reign started with her.
Credibility.
But see, but with that one, because it's kind of one of those things where I don't know if you remember this. I can't, the only time I could like feud what I'm about to say. Okay, so there was a moment back in TNA, the Motor City Machine Guns finally won the tag team titles, right? They had a couple feuds, like matches here and there, but their main feud was against Generation Me, which was the Young Bucks at the time. Beer Money cashed in their number one contender shot at the tag team titles, and they were saying, it's time to take the titles off you, kid, because you're not doing anything with it. You know, it's time for us real men to take the title and defend the title against people like who aren't af yeah, like we're not afraid to fight, basically. So something like that with Charlotte, where it's like, I lost the belt to you at WrestleMania. We had a fantastic match, and you haven't done anything with the title since. I'm taking my belt back. That would be embarrassing. Like
Yeah.
an embarrassing moment and a great storyline with that. But, you know, but and then it's like one of those things. It's, I love Charlotte, but goddamn, she does not need another title run.
No,
So,
and
you
she's
know.
been transitional mostly, right? She's been mostly like, I have it and then I lose it to somebody else.
Right.
Like, if her reigns, I think combined, don't even have like how many days you think her total reigns are? Not even like
Ooh,
500, not even 300 for
I
people.
don't even think there was a moment that she's been champion than more than 150.
Yeah, it's been like
I'm
you
pretty
probably like
sure,
under
yeah.
3 years combined, right? And that's been like what, 13 reigns, 14?
I would say less than 365 days.
Yeah, more rain. I think most
Yeah.
of her reigns have been under 30 days. Some of them were like 10 days or something. She, like, it's just a hot potato for her for a while. To like, they gave it to her just to like, you know, just to like pass it to the next person.
Right.
But yeah.
But going based to what you just said, where it's like, if I had to give it to somebody who needs it, that's just tough to say because Rhea Ripley doesn't need it, and she's doing amazing, and she still has the title. So it's not, it's just tough, you know. And then to take it off Rhea Ripley, and the same time, anybody could take the belt, even Natalya. Like, if Natalya beats Rhea
Ooh.
Ripley, I would lose my shit, you know, because that would be so unexpected. But the fact that Rhea Ripley, she's no Roman Reigns when it comes to her title reigns, because besides the fact that Roman had three, you know, he's been champion for 3 years, he had some classic matches.
Yeah.
And you can't, and that reign alone, it hasn't been done in a long time. So it's like you can't drop the belt to anybody.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the same thing with Rhea Ripley. But I would say Kairi Sane. Kairi Sane will probably be a nice one. Judge, you know, damage control with having a mini feud with Judgment Day, because then Rhea Ripley could start her own female faction with Judgment Day. Kind of like,
Oh.
you know, a female version of JD. So, you know, that would be a nice storyline feud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you think?
I don't know. I mean, like you said, it's tough, but I mean, I could see like Liv Morgan. Like
Ooh,
she might
because
have a.
where they were tag team partners, right?
Yeah, so it's kind of like I
Oh.
like a storyline be like, hey, you know, like I'm taking this title off you. Maybe even like I think Chelsea Green has been pretty good actually.
Okay.
She's been decent actually. She's been carrying a lot of the women's division.
I would say mainly in the tag team, but yeah, she's been doing her part. She's been doing pretty well. I mean, she's never been bad. It was just more of WWE never really giving her the opportunity. She's
Well,
been
every
a
time she got injured too, now she's this is like the
That is
longest she's
true.
been. She's the
That
longest
is
she's been
true.
healthy. I mean, I don't know if it's like not being on the road for 300 days. After a while, she took a couple years off. I mean, she's just doing indies, but she's not like 300 days a year. You know, WWE schedule is like 300 days a year. But then once she went to Impact and she did like, you know, she did like other indies and stuff like that. Obviously, you don't have to work 300 days a year. You could do, I could work once a month, you know, you know, if she wanted to, she could work twice a month.
Like CM Punk's new contract deal.
Yeah.
Shoot.
But yeah,
All
that's
right. But all right, well, I'm gonna rate this match. You see, I can't do out of five no more. But I gotta
no.
do out of 10. I gotta say 4 out of 10.
Four.
Four out of
Wow.
ten. Yeah. It's my least favorite match. That's why I went with this match first. It's my least favorite match.
So since I'm not doing out of five, I'll do, let's just keep it 10 then. It just makes it easier for everyone. So technically I'll give it like a, yeah, I'll give it like a 4.5 out of 10. It just seems
It's
kind
not
of like,
it, it
eh.
was it yeah, that's it wasn't a bad match.
It's just like,
Yeah.
why even do it here? Just save it to, you know, build a feud and go to the
It
Rumble.
was a Raw's it was a Raw match. That's all it
Yeah, that
was.
was raw. Yeah,
Yeah,
like,
it was a Raw match. They could have done it better if they would have booked it the way I said it earlier, then I would have been it would have or maybe the match would have still turned out the same. I don't know, but at least I would have had a great story into it. You know what did have a great story? The Miz versus Gunther. That was a nice one. And you know, and that's what helped build up the match. That the Miz versus Gunther, nobody wants to see that. Nobody
No.
wants to see that. But they had a great story leading into that match, and it turned out to have a fantastic match. So that
Yeah.
match, though, even though it's not the highest rating, but it's a good rating in my book, 7 out of 10. You know, 7 out of 10. I didn't like the ending though, how he beat the Miz with a submission. I thought that was kind of odd, but I don't recall him winning with a submission move. That's what threw me off about it.
Yeah.
Has he ever won with a submission move?
Oh yeah, he's done it. He's done it plenty of times. It's one of his go-to. But
I know he does the move, but I never recall him ever winning with that move.
he did the Lion Tamer too, which is, you know why that's ironic?
Why?
Because guess not ironic, but like it's kind of like art. It's because Chris Jericho right now has the longest reign, and Gunther beat
Damn.
the second most IC champion with the number one, the first, you know, the first, the most, I, you know, it, with his move, you know, it's like, hey, you're not gonna get the ninth, but I'm gonna beat you with the guy that you can't beat the reign of, you know, like it's, that's what I thought. It was like poetic. Like, it's like, oh,
That's
I beat you with
genius.
Jericho's Lion Tamer, even though, you know, you have one away from tying him, but you're not gonna catch him because I'm the IC title, so I beat you with his move. That's what I saw. That's what I saw. I was like,
That's
see,
amazing. That's a
that
great
changes the
storytelling.
story
That
too. Now,
changes the
see,
story. Now I gotta bump that up to 8.
yeah.
See, that's how storytelling works. Ain't about always about spots. That's how you bump, because now you're now because of that little bit of information, because of that little information, I could now it's like it's in my top 50 favorite matches of the year. I'm not saying I got 50 of them, but now it's like if I did had up to 50 because of that story, it bumps it up. You know what I mean? Because of that little information you give it to me. I did enjoy the story. The match I did enjoy, a 7 out of 10.
There's sometimes where I was
Yeah.
like, oh crap, he's
Yeah.
about to beat him right here. Like literally, I thought Miz,
Oh,
there's a couple
yeah.
times where
This,
the Miz was like,
yeah.
wait a minute, wait,
That
whoa, whoa,
low
whoa.
blow, the skull crushing finale.
That like flip into like a like what is that? Like a flip
Pushing.
and he on his shoulders, he had him like when Miz like flipped back and he had him like pinned down.
Pinned down. Oh, the Oklahoma, the Rick Theory Road.
It was like yeah, it was like the something like that where it was like he got on the top rope, he did like a like one of those like the Brian Kendrick and he had him down and then Gunther broke out or something or had him something like that. Oh no, when Gunther initially had the headlock on him and then he Miz flipped back and he had him on his shoulders. He had him pinned down like this. I think you remember which one it was.
I think so. I don't
It was
know.
like two close pinfalls where he had him pinned like this, like his shoulder was like this. He's like, one, two, literally, and Gunther like slapped him or something and then he got him off, you know? Something like
Interesting.
that.
I gotta
Or it
rewatch
was like
it.
a German suplex and then Smith held on and like pinned him like that. I don't know. You remember what it was.
Oh, so that he had a so Gunther had him in a wrist lock as a German suplex, picks him up, and then Miz rolls between his legs and rolls him over.
Something like that. No, backwards. Like he like backwards and he like he's let he's lands on him. He's like, oh no, one, two, and then he breaks out.
Oh, the sunset flip.
Yeah, that one.
That, oh my gosh, Eric.
Sorry, man. I know I had to move in my head. I just didn't
The
know. I had to move
power.
my
You could have been more like, oh, it looks like a power bomb.
something like that. I'm
Yeah,
like
sunset flip.
we were I mean we saw it, but I was like, I can't see.
Shoot. But yeah, no, that was a great match though. And
Yeah.
then that little information. So set 8 out of 10 now.
Yeah, me too.
Cool.
8 out of 10.
Oh, wait. That's my third favorite match. My second least favorite match was Excalibur versus Dragon Lee. Bro, you got it. Don't tell me that was great for you.
Hey man, I like Lucha Libre, bro.
That was not Lucha Libre.
Yes, it was.
That was a decent match, man. That was like a 5 out of 10.
I mean, for a last minute match, I give it like a 7 out of 10.
A last minute match that was disappointing. I would rather see Carlitos.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that. It would have
And
been.
yeah, and then the fact that I understand why they switched it up, but I felt like, damn, we should have got more like high spots. You know, that's what I kind of expected for them, but we didn't get
Yeah.
any of that.
Well, they got some high spots, but I think because Escobar, he's well, obviously he's like a Lucha Libre guy, but he's more powerhouse. They're both powerhouses. They're not really like super high flyers. They're both like power bombs and like, you know, like that kind of stuff. You know, like other guys are like all flips. These guys are like mix of flips and power bombs.
Right.
It's like how would it be? He would be like
He's not Ray Phoenix, basically.
not no. I think he's more like a Pentagon. Pentagon is like a more power moves. Yeah, he'll do a flip here and there, but he's more like even his finisher is like a freaking package pile driver thing, you know. It's
Right.
like so it's like that kind of style. Like it depends what you want. Like if you want just like super flips, like
So he's
mystical.
more, he's ground style, basically.
Yeah. And they go for submissions too and all that, but some guys are all flips, like you know, like Mystico I said and everybody like that, but some guys are more like technical and stuff. And so I
So,
thought it was more of a technical Lucha Libre match.
okay. So basically, if I told you, like, hey, Ever, I'm gonna, for TNA example, I'm gonna book an Ultimate X match, you wouldn't recommend him, even though who he is. Besides
No.
him being a draw, I'm just saying, as a wrestler, it's like, no, I wouldn't put him in that match
No,
because
because
that's not his
he
style.
would fly, but it wouldn't be as often. He would be mostly like on the, you know, like
That's
doing
not who,
moves.
yeah, because you'll be like, oh no, I have other high flyers like
Yeah,
Ricochet,
like
Evan
Ricochet,
Bourne's,
Laredo
yeah,
Kid, things like
Laredo.
that.
Okay.
Like, yeah, so they're powerhouses, but they have obviously they're small, so they could flip, but that's not their biggest thing. Like his finish is a power bomb too. Like, you know, Dragon Lee's finish is a power bomb, and Santos is like, what was his finisher? Like a power bomb too, I think.
Escobar, I think it's the fireman
Oh yeah, it's like
carry
bang, it's like
driver.
forward. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. But yeah, that's my least favorite match. So then we just went to the Gunther match. Women's War Games. Woo-wee, fantastic. It was a great opening match. Love Charlotte. Oh, I'm glad that I believe, except for Hell in a Cell, every pay-per-view lately Charlotte Flair has been in it. So that has been a nice treat for me. Becky, Bianca Belair, Shotzi, Damage Control, everybody did an amazing job. I am curious of what the future is for Damage Control. I'm calling it right now, Bayley versus Io Sky at WrestleMania for the Women's Championship.
You know what I love though? I don't know. People, you gotta be there, but the crowd, man. People were like, we were just so loud. I mean, that's how Chicago crowds are supposed to be. If it's quiet, you know it's bad. But like, remember how we were like screaming for tables, and then
Right.
Asuka was messing with us? She's like,
Yeah,
okay, whatever, I'll just go for it. I love that, dude.
and then after a while we
There,
all
everybody was
started
messing
chanting.
with us.
Yeah, after a while we started chanting, "Thank you, Asuka.
Yeah.
Thank you, Asuka." Oh, but hey, shout out to the what's it called? The Twitch reactors, the streamers,
Yeah.
for being on WWE Raw. Shout out to them. That's pretty impressive. That's, shout out to WWE for doing that, and
Dude, your video, I think the one your reaction, because we're both there, but my reactions are different. I don't really do my face. I do like the other way. You, I think
I
your
wasn't
reaction,
expecting CM Punk.
I know
I
that was like a
wasn't
thousand
expecting him.
plus, right?
Yeah.
Thousand plus views right now as we speak. We don't know, it might go higher. But hey, you might have been pitching on there. Who knows? For a split second.
Oh, maybe. No, I highly doubt it. Those guys have much bigger
Audience than
audience
me.
than us.
Yeah.
And also they've been doing this way longer than we have.
Yeah.
And also they're streamers. We're not streamers.
Yeah. We'll talk about that one later, but the woman's one, right?
The
Because we'll talk.
women's match, I gotta give it a solid 8 out of 10, bro. It was a
Wow.
good, it was a little slow pace. It was one of those matches where, it had a great story. When you have a great story, you don't really have to do too much in a match. And that's how
Yeah.
you know you're over, where it's like, that's a topic for a different story, but it's like the less moves you do, that means the more over you are. So, and that's how that match was because it was mainly in the story. And it was a bittersweet because I kind of wish, I think I understand where the story's going with the direction of it. But I feel like Damage Control should have got the W though.
Make him look strong, right?
Yeah. Cause right now all it is Bayley's weak. And she's the leader of the group, but now Io is champion, so now she's trying to take over the group. And
Gentleman who doesn't speak Japanese.
which I do like because one, that's hot. And two, it continue instead of Damage Control breaking up, it's still going on. It's kind of like the new Bullet Club kind of thing. It's like we're trying to get rid of the leader, but the group is still going on, and I like that. I respect that. They don't have to disband it. Half of the time, I hate when they disband groups. I kind of understand it because it's like if there's nobody there to replace you, why even bother?
Yeah.
So, but Damage Control is like one of those groups where I feel like even Judgment Day, where it keep going.
That's what Triple H wanted originally with what's that one team? The what's the
Evolution?
no, the other one.
Spirit Squad?
No. Adam Cole.
Undisputed Era.
Undisputed Era. He originally wanted that to be like a Bullet Club where like it doesn't matter who's the leader, but eventually
Right.
everybody left or they disbanded entirely. So I think that's what he said. Originally, he wanted that group to be like, oh, now it's gonna be
The
instead
new
of Adam
NWO,
Cole,
yeah.
yeah, it's gonna instead of Adam Cole, it's gonna be,
Robert
Braun
Strong,
Breaker or
yeah.
whatever, somebody, Roderick Strong, and then Roderick Strong leaves or quits or something, or and then it's gonna be Bobby Fish, and then Bobby Fish recruits some of the new guys. He wants Braun Breaker. He wants Elijah. But that didn't pan out that way.
Right. That I
Now
feel
they're
like
on.
that would have been awesome. I feel like they should have done it. I mean, they could still bring it back. They
Yeah.
own it anyways.
Yeah, I mean, they would have to bring one of the original members back. So far, only three are in AEW. One is not in AEW. He like, I'm not doing that company. But yeah, I mean, that's what you're right with Damage Control. I could see that happening where like they get rid of Bayley and then they add. I think they're gonna hire some other Japanese wrestlers too. I think some two other ladies, or they're looking into
Oh, I
them. I'm not
heard.
saying,
I heard about them.
I'm not. That's not 100%. Obviously, they don't have to be Japanese. It could be freaking
I mean,
somebody
it
else.
should. It
Yeah.
should be. Hey.
Make it like a Stardom group, but Asuka doesn't like Stardom, so.
Ooh. Oh, hold on. Hold on. What if they're trying to do? What if they're trying to go to, Tokyo? Why are they trying to go to, Tokyo Dome? What if they're trying to have a house,
No, Tokyo don't.
a
I
premium
mean,
live event? At least in Japan or Tokyo, whatever.
yeah, the Tokyo Dome, I don't know. I mean, it's like how Dirty B treats Madison Square Garden. But Madison Square Garden recently allowed like other companies to be there. But that's how they treat the Tokyo Dome. Like, I don't know. They might be like, no, nah, we don't want Dirty B at the Tokyo Dome. You could go somewhere else, like down the street, you know?
There
But
has to be a reason, because how come AEW? You would think the AEW would have it there. So
yeah, I mean,
maybe it is like the Madison Square Garden thing where it's like, oh, no,
no, it's
only
ours.
new, yeah, only New Japan. Because to be
We could do a
honest,
joint event, yeah.
yeah, I mean, New Japan Pro Wrestling is the only one that I ever even heard of
Oh, there's
having
a lot more.
events.
There's a lot more.
No, but I'm saying at the
Oh, yeah.
Tokyo Dome,
Oh,
it's the
yeah.
only place I hear, oh, New Japan's going back to the Tokyo Dome. I don't hear other companies saying they're going over there. To be honest, I don't even think they're as big as New Japan. So,
Well, I think at one time it was all Japan. Now it went like this. Now it's all New Japan. And then like
I always
other
thought New
companies.
Japan and All Japan was the same company.
No,
It,
they hated each other. It's like
I
not one
thought they were
like.
just like I always thought they were like related in some way, like Stephanie and Shane McMahon.
It's like if somebody like it's like if like everybody like so, like 20 people leave a WWE and then they form like some other company like LWE or something, like
Is that what
whatever.
happened? Is that how it started?
Yeah, and then from there those people from New Japan broke off to some people left. Most of the company left, went to became Pro Wrestling Noah. And it kind of happened like that, where like people left and then they became, New Japan, All Japan, Noah, Minishu Pro, these other ones. I watch a lot of Japanese wrestling documentaries. But
What's
no, go back to the show.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So let's rearrive
Go
back in. So my rating for the
Survivor
show,
Series.
it's 8.5 for the women's. I liked it a lot. I think I agree with everything you said, but I do agree that that Damage Control should have won, but or make it look like Bayley cost. It don't even make it look like who got pinned.
Bailey did, but she
Okay.
saved her teammates from taking the
Yeah.
L. So she was being like the team leader,
Yeah. But you think they
and
should have gone a direction where like they made it, they were mad at her, like, what are you doing?
we'll
Like
find
didn't
out
even,
this Friday. We'll find out this Friday on SmackDown, but
yeah,
I
that's
didn't
what.
see it. It didn't seem like that.
No, it seemed like she sacrificed herself. So, but then Io's gonna probably be like, whoa, because Dakota's still there. We're forgetting Dakota. The only reason she's not wrestling,
Yeah.
she's injured. So she might be like the what is that called? Like the pendulum, like the she, she determines it. Like either she turns on Bayley or she turns on the other girls, and it splits it off to
People were
two
gonna say
teams.
Dakota was gonna turn
Io.
on not on Io, turn on Bailey, like
Yeah, that's
basically kick her
it could
out of
still
the group.
happen, but like it's like she's like the X factor in the group, like, and if they they add somebody else in there or something, that'd be like three
No,
on three. No,
I would not kick out Io. I would
I mean, not
I
Bailey,
mean
I mean.
Dakota. I would have Dakota. I would have Io basically saying kick out Bailey, but then Dakota joins forces with Bailey to take out Damage Control.
Yeah, like I am Damage Control. Like, no, we are Damage
Right.
Control. Or they just choose a different name.
But I would say it really depends, because it's like, let's just say Dakota is going to be clear by WrestleMania. Then it, or even before that, actually, no, because yeah, or. Yeah,
The Rumble.
WrestleMania, Royal, let's say Royal Rumble. Then I would say have her join forces. But then if it's like, hey, you're going to be clear by WrestleMania, then it's like, okay, join, stay with the Damage Control till that. And then that way you could join forces with Bayley and be in her corner and help her win the title from Io. So I feel like that would be an awesome story.
Yeah.
And a great WrestleMania moment for Bayley as well, because that girl has done a lot. And goddamn, she got a dump truck. Woo-wee! But yeah, anyways, main event War Games for the men's. It was a great match. Nothing crazy until the end.
Yeah.
That RKO.
Oh, I took a good video
I took
of
a good ass video of
that
that. Woo wee, off the top of the cage. JD Dunham, RKO from Randy Orton. I gotta give this match an 8 out of 10. It was nothing special, to be honest. But there was a lot of high spots, a lot of great, fantastic, crazy spots. The match was fun to watch. And again, the ending was fantastic. But
Yeah, I give it an 8 out of 10 too.
yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, I felt like it was less hardcore than the women's match. I felt like it was way less weapons. Like
It felt
the woman,
short.
yeah, the women's match, it was like every woman besides like one or two brought weapons, but men's, nobody, like pretty much like barely anyone brought a weapon in there.
Right.
It was like kind of like who was the only one that brought a weapon? Only someone brought a table, obviously the table spot, right? Was that table spot? Yeah,
Yeah.
table, and then a couple of the lids from the garbage can and some chairs. That was, but the women's had like candlesticks. They had, you know, they had a more, you know, more lids. You know, they had the garbage
They used
can.
more weapons in this
Yeah,
match and
the
on the
women's
women's
match.
and
Yeah,
women's men and the
the men's
men's.
match was more like, oh, we got a few weapons and maybe, you know, maybe a chain. Oh, the bull rope.
Right.
That was kind of symbolic too. You know why, right?
Yeah, because of the Hell in a
No,
Cell.
because of his dad. His dad
The
used a bull
dad
rope a
and
lot.
also, yeah, also, yeah, but also with the Hell in a Cell. Remember
Yeah.
the moment with him and Seth Rollins
Oh yeah.
from Hell in a Cell in Allstate Arena? Was that in 21 or 22? 22.
22. Yeah, last year.
So, yeah, that was a great highlight. And then the big shocking surprise during that match was Mommy coming out. Rhea
Yeah.
Ripley with the Money in the Bank briefcase after Seth Rollins just took a Razor Edge from Damian Priest to a table. So that was very shocking because I was like, oh my gosh, this is really happening. But no, Randy Orton made the safe, finally return. God damn, that boy jacked. That man
Yeah.
was like, boom,
Yeah.
muscular as hell.
My only thing was like they never explained what happened to Orton. Like was he did he get jumped backstage? Like, they never show anything. They just like, oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like did they say anything? Did they show a video of him getting jumped backstage before the
No, he
show?
took time off.
No,
Oh,
but like,
no, yeah, he got took out by Jey Uso.
oh, okay. Randy Orton? No.
The Usos.
No. I'm talking about like the day of the show.
What do you
Like, you
mean?
know, is it usually like if somebody comes out last, they're like, they get jumped
No, they
backstage?
just
No?
said no. Oh, the day of the
You know what I
show.
mean? Yeah, like, you know, like, you didn't
Why
see
he should?
Judgment
Why
Day.
did? Oh, why he showed
Yeah,
up
why it took
late?
so long to show late? Like, you know, like,
Oh, no,
usually
no, they
it's like
never said
Carlito. Remember
anything.
how Carlito, like,
Yeah.
randomly at Fastlane, it's like, what? He didn't get jumped or anything. He just showed up, like, halfway through that match or something. You know what I mean?
Oh,
Like, that's what I
no,
was thinking.
yeah.
Like, back then, they would show them, like, you know, like they, you know, like JD and Damian would jump him backstage, like when he gets into the arena, like they'll jump him, like, ha, you're not gonna make it out there, and he, you know, then he goes out, but it was like, oh, he just shows up, like he shows
No,
up when he want,
there was
you know,
nothing. There
but you
was
know what I
nothing.
mean? That was kind
Yeah,
of
no,
weird to me,
I get it. No,
like, so you just tardy.
yeah, that's all. No, well, it's because you're overthinking it as
No,
a
it just kind of makes
no.
sense.
It's
Like if he
because
came
the
out with his
moment,
ribs, like, you know, I
yes.
gotta go out there and like,
No,
you know,
no,
he
no,
comes out
no.
with
You're overthinking it. You're
okay.
overthinking it. You're overthinking it. It's
Okay.
because the reason why they did this were ordered. Yes, you're right. What was the excuse? There was no excuse to us. Like, we never got an explanation. But for WWE's part, it was they're holding Randy back so Rhea Ripley can go out there in the middle of the match to do the cash in for Damian. Then Randy Orton music hits. So that way we could get two reaction. So we're like, Randy Orton comes out to save. Yes, I know this is just WWE for us to get a bigger pop for Randy Orton. You know, that's
Yeah,
all it
just
was. So yeah, there was the you're overthinking it. Yes, you're right. This should have been something because they were like, they kept saying like Randy's not here. Well, why is he not here?
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody knows. But yeah, like there was no need to. The reason I feel like for Randy Orton, this shouldn't be an attack, you know, unless it was like, hey, what happened to Jay? Jay Uso's not here. Well, you know, I don't know. Like, oh, well, we got to find him or we got to find a replacement. But Randy Orton, it was well known that, you know,
Yeah.
he's going to be here. And also, it was to give us that whole wait, what if Randy Orton was just like a get, you know, like a gag? What if CM Punk is taking his spot? That's what WWE wanted us to think.
Yeah.
They wanted us to have this emotional ride and they wanted us to be like, oh my gosh, what if it's CM Punk and not Randy Orton? And oh, okay, it is Randy Orton. Yeah, cool.
So I was
Okay,
like,
cool.
it's
Yeah,
kind of like, oh, because then
they
I
won.
thought like, oh, that's it, you
Yes.
know, okay.
No, they wanted us to react how we reacted that night. You know what I mean? So I get it. We should have had the story. We should have had the story if there was no Punk. But since there was Punk, it was like, okay, now I understand why you did what you did. Kind of like how you said about the Gunther thing. I didn't thought about it that way until you brought it up. Like, oh, it's because, you know, it's Chris Jericho's finisher. So it's kind of like, you know, a teabag kind of thing for him. Just a reminder, like you're not gonna tie his record. So that's what they were going for. It was, we're gonna hold Randy back. Mommy's gonna go out there, Rhea Ripley. Oh my gosh, no Randy Orton. Oh, well, what if CM Punk comes out interfere? Or what if Damian does cash in?
So there's like that
You know?
5 minute window where we're like, we don't know. Like, we don't
That's
really,
what
really know.
because
Like,
we ruin things for ourselves.
oh yeah, because
You know, yeah. We ruin
because
things for
what
ourselves.
is that? The dirt sheets are like, oh,
Yes.
he's gonna come for sure. Like, you don't know
No.
that. There's a
Yeah,
window right there.
exactly.
We don't, I was
CM
like,
Punk was supposed to
wait.
go to Impact. And he didn't, you know? They were gonna sign TNA was gonna sign in Punk. Never happened. He was supposed to be in Bound for Glory. He shows up the next day, and you know, but obviously backstage, and that's what they were going for. They wanted us to give us that whole oh wait, what if this is it? What if CM Punk comes back? Oh no, it's Mommy. Oh my gosh, is they really gonna cash it in? Oh, what if CM Punk is gonna come out instead of Orton? Oh, here comes Orton. And then we forget about it. They go out there, have the match. They, you know, the baby faces win. No cash in because they already tried the attempt. Orton's back. Show has ended. Great match. I guess this is it. And next thing you know, the music hits. You know, we all had some type of.
I felt like the show was over after that. 'Cause like, why did like if you know when the show
I didn't.
ends,
I
I was like
didn't.
waiting. I'm like, but there's like a chance for me. Like, is it over? Because I don't know when the TV part. You know, obviously we're there live.
Right.
Like,
Right.
is it like end right there when they're in the ring with the four of them like this and it's over and they're like, oh okay. And I was like, oh okay. I think it looks and then boom. Because I would have been like this the whole time. But I was like, oh, like literally at the time
Yeah.
I'm like.
I feel like there were some people who knew, or maybe they just wanted to play safe. They were recording themselves. I clearly, if you go and watch our video, like our video, the video I uploaded, I clearly wasn't expecting it. I did move closer, but then it got to a certain point where I was like, I feel like it would have happened by now. So I put my phone away. And then I was just enjoying the moment. I'm about to go back up, and then static. I was like, oh, my ear. And then I hear the music from Punk. I was
You see
like,
the video.
no. I was like, no, and I started recording. And then I see the red and the red like the colors of the shirt
Yeah.
on the stage. No. And I started recording and then I was like started freaking out. I
Yeah.
was just like, bro, that was a highlight moment of the year, bro.
I think
Like,
I did the same thing because I think I almost elbowed my brother in the face because I stood up so fast. I was like,
yeah.
huh! But luckily I didn't hit him. I think he ducked or something. He told me like, whoa, bro, next time, be careful. You would have knocked me in the head. Like, sorry. And I got up and they're like, oh, that's me.
Yeah, that was a great moment, man.
I was like, yeah, I was like the same. I was like, oh. I was like,
That, yeah,
wow.
that was
You have to
just,
be there. Like, you can watch it
yeah.
on the live stream and all that stuff, but like, you had to be there. You're
You
like,
had to be there,
because
and
I
the
was ready to leave. Or
crowd
like, I
went
was ready to,
crazy.
I was about to leave. Like, oh yeah, it's over. You know, they turn off the cameras, but nope. Then I
Can you
found out.
imagine? Can you imagine people leaving?
Oh, I'm
Like,
probably
oh,
very.
I want to beat the traffic. Let
Oh yeah, people always do that.
and then finding now that CM Punk came back before you, like you literally just walk out the door and then you hear people
Oh.
cheering, going crazy.
Yeah, people probably like heard the song. They ran back in there, like, ah,
Yeah.
whatever. I'll just be up here doing taking a video.
Man, that was it was just the
God.
crowd was fantastic. The crowd made the show.
Oh yeah.
The crowd made the show. So, but yeah, overall pay-per-view, I got to give it a 8 out of 10. Obviously, the great moment was the returns, and that's what this pay-per-view was basically about. R-Truth's return, finally, Randy Orton, and obviously the man himself, CM Punk. So, and can't wait to this is gonna be, oh my gosh, what a time to be a wrestling fan, bro.
Oh yeah.
This year alone has been freaking insane.
I mean, like, I think you and I talked about like having matches of the year. I'm like, okay, I think like a couple weeks ago we're like, oh, I think we're done with our match of the year, but like, oh my God, we still have a whole month left. After, well, the time is recording. We have a month
We
left.
still have deadline. We still have, well, if you're, you know, you're an NXT guy, I'm a TNA guy now, or I always been. The
You have
wrestling
a
company.
final resolution? Or that
Final
happened already?
Revolution. No,
Resolution?
that's December 9th, and the same day with Deadline. So I'm probably
Ooh.
gonna watch Deadline first. I'll probably do a live stream for Deadline. Not sure
We.
about are we.
Oh,
So
wait. Yeah.
with December 9th, Final Revolution.
Resolution, no? Or revolution?
I have no idea.
Resolution. It's resolution.
But that's December 9th as well.
And then World's End, but I'm not watching that. Nah.
I may watch it at AMC Theater if they show it near my house. But anyways, back to Survivor Series. Overall show 8 out of 10. So can't wait for the future of pro wrestling and WWE. Yeah, what a time to be a wrestling fan. What, oh my gosh, what a 2023 for wrestling. You know. So
I get, yeah.
go ahead, what's your rate?
I'll give it a 9 out of 10. I think for me it was an 8, but or 8.5. But then with CM Punk and the crowd, I think the CM Punk and the crowd, I brought it up to a 9. Like, if you obviously if you watch on television, it's a different experience, so
Oh,
that people might rate it more.
way
And
experience,
then the fact that we
way.
were there when CM Punk came back and Orton, I could say that, like, oh, I was there when Orton came back, R-Truth came back, CM Punk came back. I was there live. And I was at
Yeah.
War Games and Survivor Series, which is, I think I only need one more of the big four, or not big five, whatever. I even if you come Money in the Bank, I still have one left, the Rumble. That's my
Right.
last big, the big four, big five, whatever. That's my last one. I'm not going to Florida, so I'm away from
I
after that.
mean, you're going to, it's just more of the one, you know,
Yeah.
which one, you know, it's which Royal Rumble are you going to go to? All right. Well, yeah, that was our rate for Survivor Series. I'm very glad we went to the show. I'm glad that I went with my cousins. I'm glad you know, I saw you at the show, but I was,
Yeah.
you know, we didn't see it set together, but happy that we were able to experience this moment together. So, you know, had a fantastic time.
Me too.
Appreciate the 20 new subscribers that we received. You know, even though everybody else had
Yay.
got like 20,000, but hey, 20 is 20. Thank you, CM Punk. So, I'm not mad. I appreciate the subscribers, the new subscribers, thanks to CM Punk. So, CM Punk is truly a draw.
It is.
All right, Ever, take us home, baby.
All right, I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
Do do do.